The World of English, number 302, November 2024.
国语周刊美语天地第302期2024年11月号。
Track 1.
第一音轨。
Let's listen, speak, read, and write.
听说读写一把抓。
Page 4 to page 11.
第四页到第十一页。
Making a card.
做卡片。
嗨，大家好。我们的中文翻译及解答在拉页上。需要看中文翻译时，可以把第三页和第46页拉出来对照哦。听说读写一把抓有四个有趣的单元哦。跟着我们开口说，重复练习说，有效提升你的英文口语能力。
Have you ever made cards for your friends? What kind of tools do you need to make cards? Now, let's take paper in one hand and cut out a card with scissors. Then, take the hole punch on the desk and make holes in the card. Maybe you're still a little wet behind the ears.What are those holes for, you may ask?
Take a ribbon from the drawer and string it through the holes. Then tie the ribbon into a bow. It'll only take you a few seconds. Maybe you'll think tying a bow in this way is hard. But we have an ace in the hole here. Just glue the bow to the card. When the card is ready, you can write a message or draw a picture on it.Now send the card to your dear friend or teacher. Key words.
Tool.
Grandpa keeps his tools in the drawer.
Glue.
Jenny glued a poster on the wall.
接着请翻到第六页和第七页，听听以下的内容。
Fun with DIY.
DIY,
的乐趣。
Please pass me the scissors. I need to cut out my card.
Try the star hole punch. You can punch out as many stars as you want. Let's listen and write. Try the star hole punch. You can punch out as many stars as you want.
Thanks.But I don't need star holes at the moment.
Mom, can you teach me how to tie a cool bow around my gift box?
Let me show you.
I finished my card.
Let's draw some pictures on it.
Mom, can you teach me how to tie a cool bow around my gift box?
Let me show you. Let's listen and choose.
请点读播放句子，并在后方点选出正确选项。答案请见第三页。
Please pass me the scissors.
Pass. Passed. Pants.
Let's speak.
现在让我们用语音笔来做第七页的录音练习吧。
You can punch out as many stars as you want.
Let me show you.
接着请翻到第八页和第九页，来看一些和前面的内容相关的片语吧。
Phrases and idioms. Wet behind the ears. An ace in the hole.
片语和惯用语。
Wet behind the ears.
新手，菜鸟。
To have little experience, not mature.
例句。
Be careful driving. You're still wet behind the ears.
An ace in the hole.
杀手锏，应急的手段。
Something that can help you, but you keep it hidden until needed.
例句。
We are going to lose the game. What should we do?
Take it easy. We have an ace in the hole.
key words.
Careful.
Be careful with the hot oil in the pot.
Lose. Lost.
Although the chess player lost the game, he was a good sport.
接着请翻到第十页和第十一页，一起看漫画，学对话。
The perfect new bookstore clerk.
完美的新书店店员。
Hi, Mr. Brown. I haven't seen you in ages. This is my daughter, Peggy.
Hi, nice to meet you, Peggy. Welcome to my new bookstore.
Nice meeting you, Mr. Brown. Your new bookstore is larger than the library. When is the opening?
It won't be open until next month.And I'm looking for some bookstore clerks now.
Really? I would love to be a bookstore clerk.
I think Peggy would be a great bookstore clerk. She is very careful in her work.
I really enjoy reading. Books are my best friends. I'd like to work with books.
That's perfect. I've found a new employee.
It's my pleasure to work at your bookstore.
The pleasure is all mine.
I am very motivated to do a good job.
That's great. See you next month, Peggy.
Now, let's listen to what this section has some important words.
Tool. Glue.Careful. Lose. Lost. Daughter. Enjoy. Pleasure.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
GEPT Listening Test.
1. When will Mr. Brown's bookstore open?
A. Next week. B. Next month. C. Next year.
2. What is Mr. Brown looking for?
A. Some books. B. Some magazines. C. Some bookstore clerks.
3. Would Peggy love to be a bookstore clerk?
A. No, she wouldn't. B. Yes, she would. C. We don't know.
4. Why is Peggy perfect to be a bookstore clerk?
A. Because she is very careful in her work. B. Because she is beautiful. C. Because she sings well.
5. Does Peggy enjoy reading?
A. We don't know. B. No, she doesn't.C. Yes, she does.
2.
第二音轨
English Diary.
英文学习日记
Page 12 to page 15.
第十二页到第十五页
Let's go fishing.
我们去钓鱼吧。
天气晴朗，我和 Andy、Lucy 他们一起去河边钓鱼。钓鱼时，我们需要注意什么呢？一起来看看吧。
Let's take a look at these useful sentences. What should we do for fun? That's a good idea. Okay, here goes. What should we do for fun today?
Let's go fishing.
That's a good idea. I've never tried it before.Neither have I. Let's go. Now, what do I do to catch a fish?
It's easy. First, you need to put some bait on the hook. Let me help you with that so you don't get cut. Now you can use your pole to cast your line into the water.
Okay, here goes. I'm sure we'll catch something really soon.
Now all we have to do is wait until we get a bite.
Oh! I think I feel something tugging on my line. Reel it in, Lucy. Yay! I got one! I got one!
Good job, Lucy! But this one is too small to keep. We should let it go.
Oh! Something is pulling on my line! Ah, it could be a catfish or a carp.
It looks like you've caught a largemouth bass.
Let's take it home.
Let's catch some more. There are still plenty of fish in the lake.
现在我们来听听看这个单元有哪些重点单字吧。
Go fishing. Fun. Idea. Catch. Pole. Cast. Hook. Bait. Bobber. Bite. Tug. Keep. Pull.Catfish, carp, bass.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
GEPT Listening Test. 1. What does Michael suggest they do today?
A. Go swimming. B. Go hiking. C. Go fishing.
2.Has Andy ever tried fishing before?
A. No, he hasn't. B. Yes, he has. C. No, he didn't.
3. When fishing, where should one put the bait?
A. In the water. B. In the boat. C. On the hook.Track 3.
第三音轨
Just for fun.
趣味阅读
Page 16 to page 23.
第16页到第23页
A sampling of hairstyles around the globe.
世界各地的发型一览。
发型不仅仅是个人风格的表现，更是时代潮流与文化背景的象征。我们一起来认识一些常见的发型以及它们背后代表的意义吧。
Hairstyles have often held great significance throughout history. We will explore some that have roots in culture and others that symbolize power.
Braids and cornrows. First up are braids, which have existed for thousands of years in many cultures. They are formed by weaving strands of hair together.One variation is the French braid, which pulls in hair from the crown to the nape of the neck. Cornrows from Africa are braids that are twisted in tight rows close to the scalp.
Buns and top knots. Dressed to the nines, here is a hairstyle to match, the bun or top knot.Hair is gathered and positioned at the top of the head, the nape, or higher on the back of the head. But this hairstyle is versatile. For centuries, samurai warriors wore topknots into battle, while modern-day sumo wrestlers do as well.
Bohawks. This modern hairstyle has very short sides and longer, spiky hair on top.It is a less dramatic mohawk that was a symbol of rebellion in the past. There are different styling options available for men and even adventurous women, but you definitely need to stock up on plenty of styling products to achieve the right effect.
Bobs.Bobs refer to hair cut straight around the head with different lengths accompanied by bangs, or as the British say, fringe. This classic haircut appeared in popular culture in the 1920s. It symbolized women's liberation at the time, since most women felt compelled to keep their hair pulled up in elaborate hairdos.
Sleek and straight. Whether you have naturally straight or curly hair, this style can be achieved through using a blow dryer, a chemical straightener, applying hairstyling products, or trying your hand at using a flat iron. Just keeping it simple like this is a hairstyle many folks are down with.
接下来请翻到第22和23页，我们来看看有哪些美发造型产品。
Mind map.
心智图
Hairstyling products.
美发造型产品
Hair dryer or blow dryer.
吹风机
This is an electrical device that blows hot, warm, or cool air over wet hair to speed up the drying process or help style it.
这是一种电器产品，可以吹出热风、暖风或冷风到湿发上，以加速干燥过程或帮助造型。
Flat irons,
平板夹。
Flat irons are in a flat shape and clamp onto hair as you move two hot metal plates down the length of the strands of hair you place in it. After you release the hair, you will see a straightened look.
平板夹形状扁平，用它夹住头发，并将两块热金属板顺着发丝的长度移动下来。放开头发后，你会看到头发变得直顺。
Curling irons,
卷发棒。
Curling irons, which are electrical devices, have a long cylinder shape that heat up to curl the hair you wrap around it.
卷发棒是一种电器产品，呈长圆柱形状，透过加热来卷曲你绕在上面的头发。
Hairsprays,
定型喷雾。
Hairspray is either an aerosol sprayed from a can or is pumped as a liquid into styled hair to keep it from moving.
定型喷雾是一种从罐子里喷出来的喷雾，又或是一种挤压出来的液体，涂抹在已经造型好的头发上，以防止造型移位。
Mousses and gels,
塑形慕斯和发胶。
Mousse is a whipped, airy foam that comes in a pump can. It shapes and holds hair, making hair appear fuller. Gel is much thicker and comes in a tube. It can be applied to hair to hold it in a particular style for hours.
塑形慕斯是一种轻盈的泡沫状产品，装在压头罐中。它可以塑形和固定头发，使头发看起来更加丰盈。发胶的质地则较厚，装在软管里，它可以涂抹在头发上，让发型能够维持数小时。现在我们来听听看这个单元有哪些重点单字吧。
Significance, explore, culture, power, exist, strand, variation, twist.Match, position, versatile, battle, modern, spiky, rebellion, available, effect, liberation, compelled, elaborate, hairdo, sleek, chemical.Simple, folk.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
GEPT Listening Test. 1. Which is true according to the article?
A. Braids are a modern hairstyle. B. Braids have existed for thousands of years. C. Samurai warriors wore braids into battle.
2. If you try your hand at something, it means
A. You are getting a new hairstyle. B. You are buying a curling iron. C. You are trying something new.
3. Which hairstyle has hair that sticks straight up on top?
A. Faux hawks. B. Buns. C. Cornrows.
4. Which hairstyle originally came from Africa?
A. Braids. B. Buns. C. Cornrows. Track 4.
第四音轨。
All around the world.
世界啪啪走。
Page 24 to page 29.
第24页到第29页。
Morocco. Varied landforms and rich culture.
摩洛哥。多变的地貌和丰富的文化。
摩洛哥是位于北非的国家。那里除了有沙漠风光，也有海洋景色。我们一起去体验摩洛哥的多样风貌吧。
Morocco, located in the northwest of Africa, is not just a vast desert. On the contrary, it has varied landforms and climates.
In the north and west, it has a long coastline. In the south lies the famous Sahara Desert. In the middle,There are the high Atlas Mountains, where it even snows in winter. It is not hard to imagine how fascinating the scenery of Morocco is, not to mention its rich history and culture.
Marrakech is called the Red City due to its medieval relics, long red city walls, and red buildings.It is also known for its traditional leather industry. Visit the leather workshop and watch the dyeing process from the rooftop. You will see a lot of colorful dye vats and the workers dipping the leather.
Now let's visit the souks of Marrakech. In these souks, you can buy special products and eat delicious snacks. Most importantly, you will see fire eaters, snake charmers,and other folk performances. It will certainly be amazing and unforgettable.
Besides the cities, you should not miss Morocco's natural scenery. Take a hot air balloon ride to admire the majestic landscape of mountains and deserts. Or ride a camel across the desert and enjoy the beautiful sunrise, sunset,and the starry sky. Whether you are looking down or looking up, the sights in Morocco are all breathtaking.
Among many Moroccan special foods, the most typical is Moroccan mint tea. When guests visit, Moroccans will always enthusiastically serve mint tea. It is Moroccan hospitality. They will brew the tea in a beautiful silver teapot,and pour it from up high into a teacup without spilling. Interestingly, Morocco does not produce tea itself. They import it all so they can drink mint tea all the time.
现在我们来听听看这个单元有哪些重点单字吧。
Varied. Vast. On the contrary. Middle.Imagine. Fascinating. Mention. Relic. That. Dip. Souk. Performance. Miss. Admire. Typical. Hospitality. Teapot. Spill.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
GEPT Listening Test
1. Where is Morocco?
It is located in the northeast of Africa. B. It is located in the northwest of Africa. C. It is located in the northwest of America.
2. What is in the south of Morocco?
A. The long coastline. B. The Atlas Mountains. C. The Sahara Desert.
3. Where can you see the fire eaters and snake charmers in Marrakesh?
A. In a souk. B. In the leather workshop. C. You cannot see them in Marrakesh.
4. What do Moroccans always serve when guests visit?
A. Moroccan mint tea. B. Dyed leather. C. A beautiful silver teapot.
5.
第五音轨。
What a wonderful world!
奇妙世界。
Page 30 to page 35.
第三十页到第三十五页。
Hazel Dormice.
真睡鼠。睡鼠是一种娇小的哺乳动物，以其可爱的外表和冬眠习性而闻名。我们一起来了解这迷人的小动物和它们独特的习性吧。
Hazel dormice come from Northern Europe and Asia Minor. They are also called sleepy mice. Though the word mouse is in their name, they aren't mice at all.
Dormice are very small and cute rodents. They have golden brown fur, large black eyes, and long furry tails.
Dormice are so small that it's not easy to spot them. They are only 6 to 9 centimeters long, without their tails, and weigh no more than 40 grams. They like to live in places with lots of trees and bushes because these places give them food and keep them safe.
Hazel dormice are nocturnal animals. They are good at climbing, so when they wake up at night,They move quickly and find food in trees. They love eating hazelnuts, and this is how they got their name. They also eat fruits, flowers, nectar, and insects.
Dormice really sleep a lot. From October to April every year, they hibernate to save energy and keep themselves warm.It's a long winter sleep. They will just curl up into a ball and sleep. They do this because there's not enough food to eat during this time.
Hazel dormice are important to nature because they help spread seeds. However, there are fewer and fewer of these cute sleepy animals. This happens because they are losing the places they live in. Luckily,People are working to help them by planting more trees and making safe places for them to live.
现在我们来听听看这个单元有哪些重点单字吧。
Come from Mouse Mice Name Rodent Long Furry Easy FoodSafe. Climb. Quickly. Fruit. Energy. Winter. Help. Spread. Animal. Luckily.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
GEPT Listening Test. 1. What color...is the hazel dormice's fur?
A. Golden brown. B. Black. C. Yellow.
2. Where do hazel dormice like to live?
A. Underground. B. In trees. C. By rivers.
3. When are hazel dormice awake?
A. In the morning. B. In the afternoon. C. At night.
4. How long do hazel dormice hibernate?
A. 1 month. B. 7 months. C. They don't hibernate. Track 6.
第6音轨。
Reading with picture books.
绘本世界读文学。
Page 36 to page 43.
第36页到第43页。
Michelangelo, a successful workaholic artist.
Michelangelo,
成功的工作狂艺术家。
中世纪的意大利文艺复兴时期，有许多历史留名的伟大艺术家。
Michelangelo
就是其中一位极具代表性的画家和雕刻家，我们一起来认识他吧。
Michelangelo was born in 1475 in a town near Florence, Italy. He showed his truly superior talent for art from a very young age.
Michelangelo was born in the Renaissance era. The Renaissance occurred in Italy.During the 14th to 16th centuries. It was a cultural revolution in Europe.
Every piece of Michelangelo's works perfectly reflected the spirit of the Renaissance.
What does the word Renaissance mean?
The word Renaissance means rebirth. It is a French word. Figure sculptures or paintings from this period.All showed the perfect human form.
Michelangelo is considered one of the greatest artists of all time. He was a famous painter, sculptor, architect, and also poet. Michelangelo, Leonardo, and Raphael were the three masters of the Renaissance. Here is a fun fact. Three characters in the famous animation seriesTeenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were named after them.
Although Michelangelo's art was great, he had a bad temper. He didn't get along well with either Leonardo or Raphael. Michelangelo devoted his whole life to the pursuit of perfect art. Because he insisted on his own artistic style,He often had conflicts with his bosses.
How many hours a day did Michelangelo work? The answer is 18 hours. Michelangelo was definitely a workaholic. He didn't like to waste time on things that had nothing to do with art. His efforts made him one of the most influential artists for generations of people.
Let's take a look at some of Michelangelo's iconic works.
La Pietà.
La Pietà is one of Michelangelo's most famous works. This sculpture depicts the sad Virgin Mary holding her dead son Jesus.
David.
Michelangelo's David is one of the most famous marble sculptures of all time.The statue attracts more than 1.2 million people every year.
The Creation of Adam.
The Creation of Adam is a fresco in the vault of the Sistine Chapel. It shows the moment when God created Adam.
Bacchus.
The statue represents Bacchus, the Roman god of wine. A highlight of this statue is a spirit eating grapes from Bacchus's hand.
现在我们来听听看这个单元有哪些重点单字吧。
Town, truly, era, occur, cultural, peace, perfectly, spirit, master, character, temper, whole, pursuit, definitely.Waste, effort.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
GEPT Listening Test.
1. Which of the following is a work of Michelangelo?
A. The Mona Lisa. B. La Pietà. C. The Thinker.
2.What is the meaning of Renaissance?
A. It means record. B. It means recovery. C. It means rebirth.
3. What made Michelangelo one of the most influential artists for generations of people?
A. Michelangelo's efforts.B. Michelangelo's money. C. Michelangelo's family.
4. Which work shows the moment when God created Adam?
A. La Pietà. B. Bacchus. C. The creation of Adam.
Track 7.
第七音轨
English knowledge.
英文小常识
Page 44.
第四十四页
Words ending with IVE.
字尾
IVE
的字
IVE 在字尾时通常表示这个字是形容词让我们一起来认识看看吧
Receptive
愿意接受的
Relative
相关的
Affirmative
肯定的
Some people are not receptive to new ideas
Health is relative to diet
She gave me an affirmative answer
这些单字你都记住了吗？要多听多练习哦
Track 8.
第八音轨
Test yourself.
自我测验
Page 45.
第四十五页
听到这里现在请根据本期内容试着做做看以下的测验哦
1.
Cornrows from Africa are that are twisted in tight rows close to the scalp.
2. Hazel dormice are also called sleepy. 3.
Michelangelo showed his truly superior talent for from a very young age.